You're listening to Novelbound, a podcast dedicated to making you laugh and keeping you company. Each week, we're sharing all of our favorite books and the embarrassing side of life.
Welcome back to Novelbound. I'm Anna.
I'm Celine.
And today we're talking everything The Love Hypothesis, what we like, what we didn't like. Yeah. Deep dive.
Honestly, this book was so much fun. And I remember I was just like screaming at Anna. I like was like, I don't care if I have to like illegally download it and like threaten you to like at gunpoint to find like I know.
I don't know what took us so long to read. I mean, I do know what took us so long to read it. Chapters 16 and 17.
Okay, wait. So we need to do our cold open. This is it. We've got, sometimes we do like, we go straight to the meat of it and we go like, here's what we thought. But sometimes we prepare embarrassing bits of our lives to share with you. And we decided to activate the recesses of middle school.
Yeah, we did. The worst times of our lives. Not really the worst, but in terms of boys, very embarrassing.
Anna, let's talk about boys in middle school.
Boys in middle school. I was telling someone before this, I was like, I'm going to reveal something so embarrassing.
That I was like, shut up, Anna. Shut up. Wait, save your pain for the art. Okay.
It's not exactly pain. It's just so much of, I was in deep love with this boy in middle school. And we totally did the thing where like, I had never even really spoken to him. My friend went up to him and was like, my friend Anna thinks that you're really cute and really wants to date you. Like, would you be her boyfriend? And he was like, okay. And so then I like got his number and we would message each other like occasionally and we were dating, but had never actually talked in real life. Like it was, I feel like this either happens to you or it doesn't. Like if you know, you know.
Honey, I hate you so much. I didn't even get to the point where he said, I like you. Can I just tell you, what is his name? I don't even remember his name. But I just know he had great hair. He had like that Justin Bieber flip hair that was just so good at that time. And honestly,
the Bieber hair. All the cute boys had the Bieber hair.
It was popular for like a solid 4 years. But like he had it he was like a skater boy. What was his name? Alex. His name was Alex. And I remember I was sitting in, it was like eighth grade. And I remember I was sitting in, some girls were like at gym and I like never sat with them. But like today I was sitting with them and they were like, oh, Celine, like, do you like anyone? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, do you like blah, blah, blah? No. Blah, blah. And then like, they're like, do you like Alex? And I was like, no. And they're like, you like Alex? And they're like, you know, I swear he could totally like you. And they're like, do you want me to ask him?
The hype up.
And I was like, okay, like, yeah, like, sure, okay. And I just remember like waiting like in the cafeteria, just being like, they're gonna tell me.
I remember the shirt I was wearing. It was a like a apple green.
Oh, you remember Abercrombie you were wearing when shirt. The boy said that he liked you back? Oh, no. That's so such a good nostalgic memory. That's so embarrassing. Oh, that's so embarrassing. He messaged you back.
I haven't gotten to the embarrassing part. You interrupted. Cut me off.
Oh, I interrupted you. Okay. Fine. Finish.
The embarrassing part is that I was in love with this boy from the moment I like met him when I was in 7th grade up until 8th grade, even in 9th grade. We even dated again in 9th grade. And I just so
drop his name, Anna.
Well, so I happen to be writing a book right now, and through like kind of circumstance situations, it's kind of like Irish Scottish themed. And the love interest name is Flynn. And I mean, this boy's name might just also possibly happen to be Flynn. It wasn't on purpose, though. It was not on purpose. I just like the name.
One of these days, we need to do like just like out ourselves completely and do like our kiss list.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
yeah.
Okay, so this one. We should just out ourselves and be like, okay, so in high school, I thought blah 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 were cute, and I thought blah 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 were cute. Like, we should just like out ourselves.
We should. I'm not shy about holding back names for the most part I know that I'm like, what are the odds, right?
But was that the embarrassing part, or is there more?
The embarrassing part is that I named the love interest of my book after him. Not really after him, but
Jalen. Jalen, did you hear that?
I was like, what?
No, okay, so today, Tanner, I, like, gave him my like, draft script
thing. Oh, that's tender.
And I was like, hey, this is everything, this is my vulnerable parts, like, what are, like, be careful. Mm-hmm. So he read, like, the first, like, 20 pages, and he was like, I want to see whatever he looks like, so I showed him, and he was like, why is Reagan a brunette? Why is the main love interest a brunette? They're all so handsome, hmm?
Like, what's going on here, hmm?
Hmm? Also, what was super funny is that he looked at the picture of Everett, and he was like, oh my gosh, I get it. And I was like, honey, you haven't even read why everyone is fighting over Everett.
He's like, I get it. Say no more. I understand. No more. You did a great job with the character, like, avatar lists.
It was an obsessive thing. It's an obsessive thing. Okay. So, like, these girls are like, we'll just tell him blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. I just remember I, like, walk out. And I'm like, okay, this is it. This is the moment. They come to me like, yeah, we asked him and he said he didn't. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, well, sounds great.
The rejection. And you're like, well, I didn't even really want you to talk to him anyway. So, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, he smokes weed and I'm 12. So maybe that's a little, okay, but like, I just did not know what to do. And then the rest of, like, the school year, I would see him and just be like,
so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That feeling. It's such a particular feeling to being, like, a young teenager, like, just that awkward feeling. Yeah. I look back on it with nostalgia now, but when I was in that age, I just was like, why does my life suck?
Oh boy, the boys I used to pine over.
That's great.
And, like, half of them turned out to be gay.
That's sad for you.
I'm just really into, like, metrosexual men. Like men that know how to dress. That's all I'm saying. Like, men,
I mean, you can't be mad about it.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's the problem. All right. The love hypothesis.
What? You don't want to keep going into your not embarrassing or pathetic life when you, like, were like, oh, I didn't get rejected. Okay, Anna.
Okay. To be fair, I will end the story this way. In seventh grade, as we were,
when,
like,
you were a cheerleader and, like, everybody hated you, not, you were a flyer
in middle school. You're trying to bring up high school things, Celine. Step
and
back.
You were, like, prom. Like, I was prom queen, and it was so awkward. Gosh.
Oh my gosh. If you only knew. Anyways, in seventh grade, he went up to my friend, and he was like, "So, I don't think I like Anna anymore. I don't think we're gonna date anymore." And she's like, "Oh, I'll let her know." Like, that's how our relationship. It was a seventh grade relationship.
That makes me feel,
like,
so much better.
Yeah. So
I remember. I still to this day know about, like, remember Miguel Tripp. Miguel Tripp lived at the end of my street. Mm-hmm. I thought he was so cute, and I just watched the romance bloom between him and this other girl, Lexi. I think that's what her name was. And I remember, like, do you remember the zapping?
Yes.
I have so many stories of unrequited love. Like,
oh, I have, there is one man in my whole life.
You are interrupting, like, me.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Babe.
You're right. And I am so interested.
He wrote Zap. They, like, or, like, one of her friends wrote Zap on, like, this. It was, oh, like, on, gosh, the bus ride home, right? And, like, I was, like, in love with this man. And, like, I just remember, well, not man, boy, who was, like, 10, 11, you know. And yeah, I just remember, like, she got zapped to, like, kiss him or something, and she kissed him in front of me, like, at the back of the thing.
The
and I just
devastation. Remember turning
around and just being like, ah!
The devastation.
Forever! Mm.
Heartbreaking.
I'm married now. Everything turned out okay.
We're both married now. Everything's fine. No one's questioning that at all. I was just gonna say that there is, like, one man in my life who, like, I really liked, and he never liked me back. And I was like, what's wrong? You didn't like me back? You don't want to date me? He's always been my, like, why couldn't I get him to like me?
That's me all the time. I think I'm so effed up. I'm like, but why did you break up with me? Am I fat? Like, am I stupid? No. What is it?
Oh, you want to know the worst part, though, is I really like this guy. I met his cousin, and I liked his cousin even more. And his cousin was LDS and on a mission. And I was like, hey, can I get his email to write to him? And he said, no, he would not give it to me.
I remember this. And didn't his cousin serve with Jalen?
Yep, his cousin ended up serving the same mission as Jalen, so I was close, just, like, one missionary off from the right man. I got there in the end. It's fine.
We're good. We're doing great. I'm not bitter. No. Nope. It's okay. I also feel the same way about, like, anyone in like elementary school, high school, middle school that were girls that like wouldn't be my friend, I'm like, but why didn't you like me?
Yeah. Bigger and now, moved on to bigger and better things. Look at us now.
Yeah. Look at us now. Look at us now. Okay, let's go. Love hypothesis. Sorry.
Okay, so this is going to be a spoiler filled, obviously, discussion. We're just going to go over the events of the book and, you know, what we liked, what we didn't like. Just a fun conversation.
Like about that, like, the love hypothesis. Dropping that there were things we didn't like about the love hypothesis.
I'm sorry, but there are.
There are. And I'm speaking as someone who currently is in like the throes of really crappy books. And I'm like, yeah, there's a little bit to gain. And I think it's because of the genre that it's in. It was
I loved like 93% of this book so much. It was everything I needed and more. It was just the like 8%.
Should we go over the 8% first and then go over the 93%? Because I think that we're both biting at the neck. Or should we wait? We should make it build the suspense.
We'll build the suspense. We'll make everyone listen to
You're a temptress, Anna. What are you doing?
Okay. Yep. All right. So just to go over like the events of the book, they're going to be brief. This isn't like a recap, but we're not going to leave y'all hanging. Like, we're going to remind y'all of what happens.
Anna is, because if you guys remember from all of our past episodes that Anna can somehow remind us every event, just ask her to recite word by word the entirety of the first Harry Potter book. She will. She can. She has.
Don't tempt me right now. Is this about to become a Harry Potter episode? Don't tempt me.
No.
Okay. So I will start off strong. Something I loved so much is that like, right off the bat, the first chapter is like, she's kissing him. She's in this awkward situation. It's hilarious. He's kissing her back. And she like, immediately they're like fake dating. It's an immediate thing. I dig that a lot. I also
love that upfront. She was like, exactly upfront about like why she did that.
Yeah. She's like, well, my friend On, which I think that's how you pronounce it, needs to date my ex this guy that I was dating. And Adam was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. I feel like throughout the whole thing, he's like, yeah, okay.
I also think that it's cool that like, I also like that the author is a big nerd herself in the best ways. We use the word nerd as a compliment here. And so like, they will get into deep discussions. And I was like, this woman is speaking from full experience.
Yeah. The research that she must have done was amazing. I really like, I never questioned any of the knowledge that was given to me. Not that I would know. It could have all been fake. I have no idea.
It could 100% be fake. I think we did do ourselves. This is why we are the way that we are. We read The Soulmate Equation right before The Love Hypothesis.
So here's the thing. Yeah. If you like The Love Hypothesis, The Soulmate Equation is basically The Love Hypothesis, but with a better relationship at the end of it. Like, not that there's anything, I don't know. Gosh, like,
can we just talk about it the whole time? I'm gonna be like, okay.
Here's a little sneak peek. Something me and Celine didn't love was that like, when you read a book like this and they have all these tender moments and it's building and there's obviously gonna like be a moment where it all comes to a head and they're gonna admit their feelings for each other and it's gonna be beautiful and they're going to want to be together, there like wasn't that moment before they got together of like the deep, like passionate, like chapter soul 54. Admitting. Yeah.
Like chapter 54, before chapter 55, you get chapter 54.
Where exactly.
Like, Rhysand and Farrah like talk about.
They talk it out. Yeah.
And then it's like, go hammer time. But that didn't happen.
That did not happen. And then I just felt like, I thought it could become romantic because like she, like Olive comes to this decision and she's like, no, you know, tonight's my night. I want to be with him. And it's so clinical that it's not romantic. Like, this is me being picky as a person.
I don't know if this is her debut novel, but I feel like it's her debut novel. And like, homegirl is a scientist who loves fan fiction and writing books. Yeah. Like, for her, like,
she did such a good job dropping like the hints. Like,
it's so good that I'm like holding it up to a standard because I'm like, oh, honey, carry through. And also, I feel like here's the deal, everyone and their mother this year recommended The Love Hypothesis. And so I thought, like, I liked The Hating Game more than The Love Hypothesis, but I think what it is that there was no admittance of feelings. There was none. I mean, I know, like, we had his best friend say, oh, Adam was always in love with you, right?
Adam never said it.
Adam never said that. Or like their friends would be like, can't you see the way he looks at you? He's crazy about you, right? Or he would be like, the woman that I love, like whatever. Like he would go to fight for her. He was a lot like, he was more physical about showing the way that he felt about her. There was never a conversation about it. And you never knew how Adam felt. And like, as a woman, I'm like, excuse me, I need a fully detailed 5-paragraph essay with like thesis statement about how you feel.
Yeah. And she gives you the standard.
And you have Olive, who's like a peppy, adorable little thing. I love her so much.
Well, and Allie like sets a standard throughout the first part of this book so well. Like he constantly supports her. Like when they have that chance meeting and she realizes that Tom is a friend of Adam's and he's like, well, let's have the meeting right now about like your research and why you want to do it at my lab. And Tom starts and Adam is like, no, that's not good questions. And he like has his arm gripped around her chair. And it's like the closeness of him. Like she's setting the stage so well.
Also, I feel like I loved us a smart, intelligent man and a smart, intelligent woman respecting each other. And also the things that Tom said to her were so hurtful. And I also loved it because I'm like, see, there is sexism even now. And like, that was such a great example of it because like, you know, I'll have conversations with people and they'll be like, well, like women da, da, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm all about equal opportunities, but there is there is things like that where, and a woman could say that exact same thing. I legitimately think that it's not even sexist. It's just people will manipulate and put people down to get there. In fact, I used that scene and I was like, this is what the mother's going to be like in my book. And like legitimately like took that info for like how he belittled her and like took her.
Like it was a good scene.
That was a good scene. So yeah, like I'm like, you should read this book. But
like what I wish would have happened is I wish that so Tom confronts her after she's given this talk and he just tears her down. He like kind of rips her a new one and she's feeling so vulnerable. What I wish would have happened is that she would have talked to Adam about it and Adam could have like comforted her and been there for her and been like, you are crazy if you think that any of that's true. And I feel like we didn't really get to see him comfort her. Like we just saw him fight for her.
Oh, another thing too is I verbally screamed like aloud. I was so happy that she had that recording. Did you scream?
Oh my gosh, I did. I was so, and when the friends heard it, I was like, yes, I was so, it was such a justice moment. So like, I did love that. Like, I love the friends finding out. Yeah.
Literally, I think the only thing that we were missing is like, there wasn't a proposal. You know what I mean? Like, but that was like a big thing for us is like, I think we have been reading books. Like I know for myself, I've been reading so many like, so here's the deal. Mm-hmm. We put it in the smut romance category. So there's certain expectations that need to be held up. 93% of this is better than most romance books, but where romance books like are mandatory is you need to have like a full affectionate declaration of love.
Yes.
And you need to have a super over the top HOE, which is like happily ever after.
H-E-A. Yeah, I was like, wait.
HOE is a hoe. You need to have a real big hoe, okay?
You can have that and an AGA. You can have both. We won't judge.
You need to be hoes and they need to be happy. If they're really good, they'll be both.
Totally. No, I agree though. I totally agree. And we didn't get that. I mean, we kind of got it. Like we got the brunch between like Malcolm, Holden.
That was cute.
Olive. That was cute. But
that was so cute.
Okay, kind of something else that felt a little weird to me is I wish that we could have known Holden earlier, like way sooner. Because I loved him. Like he was a good source of information for Olive, and I just wanted to know him better.
He was real. Like he was a real cool kid. Mm-hmm. I liked him. I was gonna say the faculty picnic setting was so cute.
Oh my gosh. Was like the secret wing woman. Like she's like, just go up and kiss him like in the parking lot. And she was like, Dr. Carlson, have you put any sunscreen on today?
Yeah. Oh, and also I will say what Anna had said this, I'm totally gonna steal her thunder. When we were calling and like talking to each other about this book, she loved, and I agree, that there isn't like scenes where they aren't together.
Oh, I loved that. I loved they were always together. Like sometimes you have like, and then I went on a trip with my friends and the whole time I was thinking about him and what we were going to do. No, they were always together. She gave us that. Like she gave us so much.
Yes. And that's why we were like, come on, let's go. I also, okay, this is like the biggest observation of the book. I told Anna this like before, like I was like, okay, I'm going to give you, like, you need to read this book, but here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Chapter 16 and 17, like half of 17, fully pornographic. Like, it's pornographic. Like, we don't care. But what I'm saying is, like, it is descriptive. It is explanatory. Like, if you wanted to, if you were like a 15-year-old kid and you wanted to learn how everything worked, that is a great way to learn how everything worked. But the entire rest of the book, G-rated. Like a straight
up. So, like, it's like tender and she like pecks on the lips. Like, he kissed me and it was tender. And like, so that, like, it took me so off guard. Yeah. You have to skip those chapters. I think I looked for like dialogue and that was it.
I literally told you. I called you and I said, there's no dialogue, Anna. Skip it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
she had to look for that dialogue, you know, like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
But really, I know why you were though, because you're like, well, they haven't admitted feelings, but they're together.
Yeah. So I was looking for the like declaration of love. It wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
No.
So in case you haven't, but back to the G-rated, it was fully like, I honestly would be like, you could, and you also could skip chapter 16 and 17 and have no, it would not affect the story. And maybe that's why you and I didn't take as much out of it, because you and I didn't read the 16, 17, and also for us, like, smut isn't like the end all be all for us. So like, we didn't get that like release of like love and affection that like you get if you were like more into that.
But I feel like just from what, like, I know those chapters are, I know that like it just wasn't, it didn't seem romantic.
Yeah. He just gave her a real good time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was just a real good time.
It's like, what a gentleman. But like,
because literally immediately after, Olive's like, I think that we should end our agreement. And Adam's like, what? Like, he's always like, hard by it.
Here's my thing too, is like, he's like, whatever you want, whatever you want. I mean, I feel and I'm like, okay, if I like Tanner and I, like, we had like a similar, not chapter 17 and 16 when we were dating, but like, when we were first dating, like, I did that with Tanner, but like, I feel like they had way too much going for them for him to just be like, yeah, whatever, bye.
Yeah. Like, he was very passive and like,
he really, I don't really know who Adam is either.
Yeah. Well, I do know, I remember telling you this a while ago, that this is like a basically fanfic of Kylo Ren and Rey from Star Wars.
Now that you've read it, what do you think?
I just think, I literally, Ren, no, I just think she wanted to write Adam Driver. But look, his name's Adam. Like, I think she just wanted to write a fic about Kylo Ren and how like hot and broad and tall he is. And she did.
A little gloom monster that just wants to be loved. That's what it is. She just a little gloom monster that wanted to be loved.
Yep. I mean, I'm not hating on it. I don't think it's like a Kylo, like, their name is like Kylo Ren. Like, that's their ship name. It didn't give me those vibes, but it did. I was like, to picturing him as Adam Driver, like, it was 100% a parallel. Like, yeah. So
I could, I'm not, but I could like completely tangent to like a full discussion about the ending of the Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, I could too. I was so mad about it. I get why it happened.
Can we take like 4 seconds to like,
is this a spoiler for the end of the Star Wars?
It has been 5 years. No, it hasn't. It's been 25 years.
It's been 85 years.
Sister's fight, Ted, okay? I don't know.
Whatever. Spoilers up ahead. But yeah, I...
Go ahead and skip like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Because like, I know I'm going
Maybe
to
not even that. Who knows how long... I just have to say that like...
Talk about it. Just go off, Anna.
He had
go
to
off.
Die. He was irredeemable. He had to die. But like, I hate that he did. Like, I wanted them to be together.
I did not expect that to come out of your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, he had to die. When you write characters like that who have done that bad of sins, they have to die. Like, it's...
I mean, he killed his father, Han Solo.
He was the like lead of the evil empire trying to like overthrow the world again. He killed his father. He killed thousands of men. He's trying to overtake Ren. Like, he had to die.
What a great comeback story for him to truly.
A great comeback story. That's what makes it devastating. Like, I wish he would have lived personally. Like, because they had that, right? They had that Jedi connection that is like once in a lifetime, once in a dozen lifetimes.
Why?
Yeah.
Did you ever like? Okay, I remember when I first saw them. I was like, are they attracted to each other? Or are they siblings? Like, what did you?
It was scary at first. It was an unknown.
Because we've been hurt before.
We had. Looking at you, Cassandra Clare.
No, I'm looking at you, freaking Luke and Leia. Okay.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. In fact, this is like a weird parallel. Right.
How flowers in the attic is this? Why are we all obsessed with this? This is so funny.
Why? I don't know why. We started this.
I was really into it. Not the incestual.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My own self up. I'm like, gosh, HOE, I'm so funny. Incest. That's so funny. It's 9:30. It's 9:30 p.m. Anyways, the long story short, I wanted them to be together, but I didn't expect them to be together. I was very confused by their dynamic the entire time. And so when they kissed, I was like, whoa, okay, that's awesome. And then 4 seconds later, he died. And I was like, wait. So like both of those were like such a shock to me that like I genuinely was like, and then that was the end. And also they spend so much of the third movie just flying around to planets for no freaking reason.
I will say like, I loved their relationship, but that movie took a hot minute to figure out where it was headed.
And also like no one had a purpose in that movie. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I don't know what the purpose of that movie was.
They wanted to make more money. That's what it was.
We bought every ticket.
I'm not even a huge Star Wars fan, and I've watched all the movies. Like I went to go see the movies.
I'm married to a man that loves Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
I don't know if Tanner likes Star Wars like that.
We have hung out thousands of times.
That he like had a love for Star Wars.
Wait, we're getting here. My husband owns 5 shirts. 4 of them have like the Millennium Falcon on it, the Mandalorian. Tanner only wears, I will literally send you like 1,000 photos of all of us together. Every shirt he wears is Star Wars.
I've never noticed that before. My life is forever changed.
It's okay.
I will always be looking for Star Wars.
I didn't notice that we were best friends for like the first 4 months of our friendship. So
that's okay. I'll figure
you brought me out. Bread. I didn't know. I was completely oblivious. Maybe so.
I was trying to be your best friend and you were like, nah, I'm good.
No, I was just throwing up every day, Anna. Okay. Also,
That's true. Anyways, back to the love hypothesis and how, like, she really did name him Adam. After Adam Driver, the guy who plays Kylo Ren. Like,
when they said, this is how effed up I am. Did I get turned on in chapter 16? No. But when they said Adam was a keynote speaker, I felt a burning in the bottom of my belly. Let's just say. I was like, oh, baby, he's a keynote speaker. That's hot.
Yeah. He was smart, too. I will say I really liked how she addressed his like past. Like he's a cool calculated teacher, but that learning that he had the other professor at Harvard who was just awful to him, like really makes you connect with him and appreciate him.
I love that. I think I've noticed something that if you want an unredeemable character to become redeemable, you have to make a bigger baddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like with Catherine, Catherine became more redeemable when there was a bigger baddie, and Claws became redeemable when there was a bigger baddie. And I think that like, that's what I'm realizing in my book is I'm like, okay, if I want that person to be redeemable, got to give him a bigger baddie.
Yep.
But it was a good twist. Did you expect that from Tom?
I felt like we got that little bit of Holden not liking Tom and being like, he can only sit in my car for like a little bit until we drop him off at the airport. And I was like, that's sketchy. I didn't think that Tom was going to be as horrible as he was, but I did think that he was going to try to like put the moves on Olive, which he kind of did, but
he did. He did.
Yeah. I did not expect
that. Naughty boy.
I know. I did not expect. So yeah, I did not expect like the whole history with him, the reason behind why Adam had such a hard time in grad school.
That was deep.
Oh yeah.
Adam didn't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like why
Holden? We learned it from Holden.
Yeah. Oh dang it, we learned that from Holden too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Adam talked a little bit about it. He just wants to like, and why he wants to make sure that the scientists he's bringing out into the world are like good scientists. That's why he's so hard on everyone,
which was cool.
But yeah, we learned a lot of like the personal backstory from Holden.
Yeah, it's something we just needed Adam Driver to talk, you know.
Yep.
What did I call him?
Adam Carlson is his name in the book, but
it's Adam Driver. We know it is.
It's Adam Driver.
What if she named him instead of like Driver? It was like some other word that like kind of his driver, but it's not. I wasn't smart enough in that moment to like come up with a full joke, but like insert joke here where I'm like
driver spelled backwards. Yeah.
Riverder.
No. Driver. Now we vote. Wait, now I have to type out driver to see what it would be.
Olive is adorable. I love that she kept her socks on.
Revered. Yeah. Revered. Honestly, though, I hate feet. I hate feet to the core. So that wasn't weird to me. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Now we all know.
When I found that out. Yeah.
Now we all know your preferences, Anna. That's okay.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
I hate feet. No. Let the world know going forward. Anna hates feet so much.
Did I tell you about the time that Tanner goes to me one day and he's like, oh, I was like, oh, can you rub my feet? He's like, no, I have like a foot fetish. I hate feet. And I was like,
I think you did tell this story.
Yeah. Did I tell it on the podcast though?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But Tanner was like, I have a foot fetish. And I was like, that means that you are sexually attracted to feet. And he was like, what? I've been telling people that my entire life, just in casual sentences. Oh, I have a foot fetish. He's like, people have been around thinking that my whole life.
I have a foot fetish. Oof, that's embarrassing.
I loved
one time. Did I tell it? You might have told this on the podcast because now I'm remembering a story that I might have told directly after you.
You know what?
Or maybe I said it in my head. But when I was in ninth grade, I was wearing flip flops to school, and some guy looked at my feet and he was like, I would date you because you have nice feet. And I was like,
I've never heard that story in my life.
Really?
Can you like,
yeah,
that's
it. Was in my world history class, and his name was Carter, and he looked at my feet and he said, you have nice feet, I would date you. You have, because you take care of your feet. And I was like, okay. Which, to be fair,
what, like, is your life like? Do you just walk through life where men just are attracted to you?
That's a weird thing to have said to you, Celine. It's not something to be jealous about.
First off, I'll always be jealous of you at all times.
Because he didn't want to date me because my face, he wanted to date me. He didn't want to date me. He just was like, I would date you because you have nice feet. That's weird. We never talked after that. We ran in the same friend group and he never put the moves on. He just said that to me one time and I was like, okay. Yeah.
Oh so, my gosh, I'm so jealous of talking that. About this. I'm so glad. This makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So should we end with that or like should we keep going?
I don't know what else to talk about. Okay, let's think.
We really just start off with the bad thing, but we are talking about the good things. I love Olive's speech. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of good personal growth. I like that she like contacted her advisor and like worked on it and that they got to be at Stanford. I think they're super cute together.
Yeah,
they need an epilogue. I actually kept turning the page and being like, but where's the epilogue? They do have
an epilogue, but it's not a satisfying epilogue.
It's a romance novel, so every epilogue needs to end with a marriage, like a proposal, like 2 years later.
Epilogue. Yep. Oh, wait. There's a 10 months later epilogue. Did you read that?
Read it to me. It's right like, now on the page.
Like, it's what? Literally a page and a half. Should I actually read it to you?
Well, like summarize. Summarize what happened.
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I didn't read the epilogue.
We're like hating on them so hard. And like we didn't read the epilogue where it's like.
All right. I'm skimming it.
Everyone that's listening to this, just wait. Wait for Anna to finish reading. It'll be fine. She's actually.
Oh, no. The epilogue isn't an epilogue. It's like a. Oh, no. Here it is. I skipped a page and I was reading the author's note on accident.
You just skimmed the author's note.
Oh, it's cute. It had been 1 year, exactly 1 year. And by now his body was so familiar to her. Oh, she could feel the breath of his shoulder.
Bleh. I already know.
The stretch of his stubble, the scent of his skin, all by heart. She could feel the smile in his eyes. Olive sank into him, let him support her weight, and then moved until her mouth was almost level with his ear. She pressed her lips against its shell and whispered softly into his skin, may I kiss you, Dr. Carlson? Okay, that's cute. I'll have to give it
but
that.
It just means that they kiss it like 1 year later.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Like you don't get to see them like laughing over nachos or something. Okay, that is really cute. Oh, I really like true. That, but I want more.
I want more too. It's okay.
Someone's going to like email us and be like, there's a newsletter. There's a newsletter. You just subscribe to the newsletter and you get a 50-page thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's what it is.
I wouldn't be mad about it if I'm being honest. You know that she has a new book coming out, Allie Hazelwood.
Yeah. We're going to read the crap out of it. We're going to read it. Like, the thing is, I'm like, we're going to hate, but like, we're going to read the crap out of it because
in the second copy of The Love Hypothesis, there's like a sneak peek of it. It's called Love on the Brain.
I like
wow, she likes nerdy books. Like, not that's not a hate thing at all.
She
like,
has a PhD.
She has a genre.
She has a PhD.
I don't know anything about her. Does she really?
Yeah, she has a PhD. In fact, like, she legitimately is just like a giant sciencey lady. I'm legitimately going to look her up.
Wow, this I'm looking like at them both too. The Love Hypothesis 2? Wait, this is a sequel?
Shut up. Oh! Wait,
okay. I'm reading the back excerpt from it. Okay. Comes a new STEMist, HTEM rom-com in which a scientist is forced to work on a project with her nemesis with explosive results. Like an avenging purple-haired Jedi bringing balance to the mansplained universe, I cannot pronounce his last name, Connick Swagger lives by a simple code. What would Marie Curie do? If NASA offered her the lead on a neuroengineering project, a literal dream come true after years scraping by on the crumbs of academia, Marie would accept without hesitation, duh, but the mother of modern physics never had to co-lead with Levi Warren. Wait, this is not a number two. Is it in the same world? Sure, Levi is attractive in a tall, dark, and piercing eyes kind of way, and sure, he caught her in his powerfully corded arms like a romance novel hero when she accidentally damseled in distress on her first day in the lab, but Levi made his feelings toward B very clear in grad school. Arch enemies work best employed in their own galaxies far, far away. Celine's like freaking out. Are you freaking out over this?
I found the chapter. I found out you do get Adam's point of view. But do you know what chapter you get from Adam's
oh,
review?
Oh, no. What chapter?
No! That's not it. That's not it. Because then we have to, like, filter. Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but this Love on the Brain sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Now her equipment is missing. The staff is ignoring her. And B finds her floundering career in somewhat of a pickle. Perhaps it is her occipital cortex playing tricks on her. But B could swear she can see Levi softening into an ally. Backing her place, seconding her ideas, devouring her with those eyes, and the possibilities have all her neurons firing. But when it comes time to actually make a move and put her heart on the line, there's only one question that will matter. What will B. Konigswasser do? I hate that last name. Not that I don't hate it. It's just hard to pronounce.
I hate it. I hate it.
But I will say he looks literally the same. Like, I'm looking at the covers and, you know, in the Love Hypothesis, like, Adam has, like, long hair and he's super pale. And his nose is kind of big and he's obviously tall and broad. The main character, the love interest on the Love on the Brain, he has black hair that's kind of long. He's got kind of a big nose. He's really pale. Like, he's wearing a black t-shirt. Adam was known for wearing black t-shirts. So I'm like, I mean, I can't hate it. I guess this is Love Hypothesis too, because no,
it really is. And you just have, like, Adam. You have a little grumpy sunshine mix again. Like, you can
just
be sunshiny. Anyways, so everybody read the book.
Yeah.
And it'll be great.
Fun.
Let's go out on that note.
Let's go out on that great note. Love this.
Truly. And then we'll just be like, let's refer to all of the male characters in every single one of her books as Adam Driver.
As Adam.
Also, forevermore. She will never come on the podcast after listening to this episode.
No, that's okay. We don't have to interview every author out there. We're allowed to have opinions.
This is a weird opinion. And I like our opinions, though. I also am glad that we were late on this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And with that
fun note, thank you for tuning in. We will see you guys next week. Bye.